Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's really important if you're buying property in Florida. We're talking about flood zones and insurance. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a critical topic, especially for Sarasota and Manatee counties. I mean, a lot of buyers come to me and they're really focused on the house itself, the location, the price, but they don't fully understand what flood zone they're in and what that means for their insurance costs and their long-term liability.
Right, and I think that's where a lot of people get blindsided, right? They fall in love with a property and then suddenly they're looking at flood insurance premiums that are through the roof. So let's break this down. What exactly should buyers in Sarasota and Manatee be looking at when it comes to flood zones?
Okay, so the first thing is understanding which zone your property is in. You've got your X zones, which are outside the floodplain. Those are the best case scenarios. Then you've got your AE zones, which are in the high risk flood area, and those require flood insurance if you have a mortgage. And then there are a bunch of others in between. A zones, VE zones, and each one has different insurance requirements and different costs.
Oh, wow. So it's not just like, oh, you're in a flood zone or you're not. There's actually a whole spectrum here. So if someone's looking at a property in Sarasota or Manatee, how do they even find out what zone they're in?
Great question. The easiest way is to check FEMA's flood map. You can go online, plug in the address, and it'll show you exactly which zone that property falls into. But here's the thing, and this is important. A lot of people don't realize that even if you're in an X zone, you can still get flood damage. It's just lower risk. And insurance companies are getting more sophisticated about this. So they're looking at things like elevation, proximity to water, historical flood data.
That's a really good point. So even if you think you're safe, you might not be. And then there's the whole insurance piece, right? Like, what are buyers actually paying for flood insurance in these counties?
Yeah, so it varies wildly depending on the zone and the elevation of the home. In the high-risk zones, your AE and VE zones, you could be looking at anywhere from a few hundred dollars a month to thousands, depending on the property. And that's on top of your regular homeowner's insurance. In the lower-risk zones, it might be a couple hundred a year. But the key thing is, if you're in a high-risk zone and you have a mortgage, your lender is going to require it, period.
So that's a non-negotiable cost that buyers really need to factor into their budget from day one. Like, you can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. Have you seen buyers really underestimate this when they're making their offers?
Oh man, all the time. I had a buyer last year who fell in love with a beachfront condo in Sarasota, made an offer, and then when we did the due diligence, they realized the flood insurance was going to be $18,000 a year. That's a huge shock to the system, and by then they were emotionally invested in the property. So my advice is always, get that flood zone information before you even make an offer.
Wow, $18,000 a year. That's like a second mortgage payment for some people. So when you're working with buyers in Sarasota and Manatee, what's your playbook for making sure they don't get caught off guard like that?
First thing is education. I walk them through the flood map, explain the zones, and then I have them get a preliminary insurance quote before they even make an offer. That way they know exactly what they're getting into. And I also recommend they talk to their lender early, because some lenders have their own flood insurance requirements that might be stricter than FEMA's. It's all about being proactive.
That makes so much sense. Being informed before you commit is just smart business. Well, this has been super helpful, David. For anyone listening who's thinking about buying in Sarasota or Manatee, this is definitely something to put on your checklist before you make any moves. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. And yeah, just remember, do your homework on the flood zone and insurance before you fall in love with a property. It'll save you a lot of headaches down the road.